Illegal alien soccer coach gets 30 years in prison for filming himself raping unconscious boys. By John Binder on July 7, 2026. An illegal alien who coached young boys in soccer in Franklin, Tennessee, has been sentenced to 3 decades in federal prison for raping many of the boys he coached as they were unconscious, all while filming the abuse. Late last week, the Department of Justice, DOJ, announced the sentencing of 66-year-old illegal alien Camilo Hurtado Campos of Mexico after he pleaded guilty to sexually exploiting children, receiving child sexual abuse material, and possessing fraudulent immigration and identification documents in June 2025. Camilo Campos Hurtado preyed on children, rendered his victims incapable of resisting, recorded his horrific crimes, and concealed his true identity through fraudulent immigration and identification documents while remaining unlawfully in the United States, U.S. Attorney Braden H. Busek said in a statement. Today's sentence delivers justice for his victims and ensures that this dangerous predator will spend decades in federal prison. The Department of Justice has no higher priority than protecting children from sexual exploitation. Those who abuse children, produce or collect child sexual abuse material, or exploit our immigration system to facilitate their crimes will be identified, prosecuted, and held fully accountable. I commend Homeland Security Investigations, the Franklin Police Department, and the vigilant citizen whose actions brought these crimes to light. Emphasis added. Campos was arrested in July 2023 on child sexual abuse charges in a case that sent shockwaves through Franklin's athletics community. As Breitbart News reported at the time, police said Campos drugged and raped multiple boys from 9 to 17 years old and recorded the abuse on his cell phone. Police said Campos may have abused upwards of 15 boys and that the abuse likely dates back many years. The abuse was only discovered on June 22, 2023, when Campos accidentally left his phone at a local pizza parlor. Employees went through the phone and discovered the child's sexual abuse material, calling the police to turn the phone over. Campos had a decades-long arrest record and had been living illegally in neighboring Williamson County, Tennessee, for 20 years. In 2005, Campos was arrested for public intoxication. Then, in 2006, 2015, and 2016, Campos was arrested for driving without a license. It remains unclear why Campos was never turned over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents for deportation following his prior arrests. Likewise, in 2014, Campos was able to register as a soccer referee with the U.S. Soccer Federation, which would have required a background check. It is unclear how Campos passed such a review without a valid state-issued ID. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com.